Been thinking about a gelatinous cube couch. Thanks for that, man.
There it is.
I'm just looking for that VW ketchup.
I don't know how you segue out of that, but lots and lots of different things that are coming up here pretty quickly. So
yeah, you do. Yep.
Going to blow through just a list of all sorts of awesome stuff that's coming up. Again, only the Boringer Board in Emporia, Kansas.
You got that right. Yep.
So we'll start off with the Breadman Bakery is having a grand opening this Thursday, 8 to 2. We'll have a ribbon cutting at 11:30, so come get carbo-loaded down at nice. Breadman Bakery, and we're excited to see that at 509 Commercial Street. Lots of stuff going on for ESU Homecoming. We're actually going on right now, but this Saturday we'll have the parade downtown. The game, of course, is at 2. Tons of different business activities, and you can go to the EmporiaMainStreet.com site, and you'll see all sorts of things that are going on, from specials at different businesses to late-night entertainment options. I think Radius is doing their Oktoberfest. There's tons of different things that are going on. The Start Your Own Business class starts up on Monday. That's a Monday-Thursday class that runs the next few weeks. 6 to 9 p.m. We are close to filling up on that class, so we do have a hard cap on that. So if you're interested in signing up for this year's Start Your Own Business class, please do so. This will be our 18th year. It's been highly successful in getting entrepreneurs where they need to go to start up or expand their businesses. We have a new event that's a partnership event with a lot of different local agencies called the Enchanted Emporia that's on Saturday, October 12th. So there is going to be wand making and Pixie Promenade and quests and all sorts of
There's
cool
Pixie
stuff.
Pixie Promenade in Casey?
Nice. Yes, we Man. May have talked about using filters to turn the KVOE staff into fairies for promotional activities. So if you want to see Ron as a pixie, you probably make that happen.
I want to see this. There, this has to happen.
Oh, this AI won't only just take over the world. It can be used for humorous purposes, too. HOT and their Dia de los Muertos event will be October 26th. It's also the day of our downtown trick-or-treat. So lots of different activities associated with that. You can still sign up to be a vendor. That sign-up information is at EmporiaMainStreet.com. And then Freedom Fest is November 9th, starting bright and early at 7:30 a.m. And we're excited about the continual growth of that event to help fund a variety of different veterans initiatives locally and support our status as the founding city of Veterans Day.
And, yeah, that's just what's happening here within the next handful of days and weeks. So, again, very busy time. You know, and I was just looking at, you know, the list of Main Street activities, and I guess, I don't know why carriage rides came to mind. I don't know. Somebody was talking about Christmas.
We'll only have three carriage rides this year because of the quirk of the calendar with Thanksgiving being late, but we will have two carriages per night, and those are the Thursdays in December prior to Christmas.
All right. Good information there. Casey, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Get off those gelatinous couches.
I just need some help out of those couches.
Right.
I'm going to sink right in. Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us here on a Wednesday morning, 6:54, 45 degrees. Good morning.
Have you ever thought about what you'd do if you knew it was your last day on Earth? I think our answer to this question says a lot about us. Maybe you're somebody who would march into your job and quit on the spot, telling your boss how you